英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎出我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon, hope you had a great holiday.
是啊，希望大家都已经度过了一个非常愉悦的小长假，还不错啊。
Yeah.
哎，四月这个春花烂漫啊。
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun. That's what I always think after a holiday.
Yes, 大家说了啊，终于开播了啊，想念 PK 台了，每天都得听一听啊，每天呢都得洗洗耳朵，学学英语。今天给大家带来一个新故事，其实它像一则很经典的寓言，像 kind of a fable.
Yeah, today's story is a little bit like one of those fairy tales, or like, you know, like those stories like to achieve happiness. And usually people know exactly what they need to be happy, right? Like, I'm sure you have those thoughts too. Like, if only I had more money, then I would be happy.
If only I was more attractive, then I would be happy.
If only the sun would be shining, then I would be happy.
哎呀，我们生活中啊，哎，虽然是追求快乐，但是很多时候怎么不快乐？哎，我们又知道怎么样做能够让自己快乐，比如朱迪老师说了，我要是能多有点钱我就很快乐啊。那我说了，那我要是能再漂亮一点，那我可能就更快乐了。
Yeah, everyone seems to be looking for happiness in their own way. And yeah, everyone seems to know exactly what they need to be happy and like seem to know exactly what they're missing. So that actually means that they think about it, right? They think a lot about what they don't have.
哎，生活的常态呢，就是 we know exactly what we need to be happy, and yet we struggle to get it.
Yeah, and we feel miserable because we don't have it yet.
但是呢，如果没有得到自己想要的东西的时候，就变得不那么的快乐了。
Yeah.
那今儿这个故事是讲什么呢？讲啊，讲三个兄弟。
Yeah, this story is about that. It's about three brothers. And they couldn't be happy, even though they had a really good life and they were kind people. They were not villains or like evil hearted.
哎，这三个兄弟是干嘛的呢？他们在森林里伐木。啊，伐了木头，然后拉到市场上去卖。
Yeah, they were woodcutters, so they went into the forest, they cut wood, and then they sold all the wood on the market.
其实生活呢过得还不错，而且他们三个人啊都有好心肠，可就是呢内心呢不太快乐，甚至呢还为此有些痛苦。
Yeah, and years passed by like that. Like they just went to work, they did their thing, and then still they were unhappy. Up till one day.
直到有一天啊，有一天他们在森林当中呢帮助了一位老妇人。
Yeah, they met a wise old woman. And this woman is not an ordinary woman. No, she has magical powers.
哎，这是经典的什么神话呀，寓言故事啊，童话的套路啊。
Yeah.
往往这些伪装成什么老妇人啊，需要你帮忙的呀，都是某种考验。没错，她就是有魔法的女巫 ,witch。
Yeah, and like she was like carrying a big bag and like she obviously needed some help. So the brothers, they decided to help her out. And in return, to thank them, the woman granted them all a wish.
哎，也是传统的套路。那作为回报呢，就帮助他们呢实现了三个愿望。哇，这愿望都特别不错啊，三个人要的。
Yeah.
能要的都有了，可以说呢是因为他们自己的好心肠，因此呢得到了上天的眷顾。可是这事情啊就变化了，没多久呢这三个人又开始变得不快乐起来。
Yeah, after they got everything they wished for, like some time passed and they kind of enjoyed, but then they were not happy anymore.
到底是怎么回事呢？哎，这人到底要怎么样才能过上一种真正的幸福快乐的生活呢？三兄弟一想啊，哎，既然这快乐呢是这个老太太给我们的，那么我们再去找找她，看她能不能再告诉我们一些如何长久快乐的秘诀。
Yeah, they went back to the old woman who taught them then a valuable lesson about happiness.
哎，一个有趣的故事，希望大家呢在春暖花开的时候啊，都能够有一份快乐的心情，过一个快乐的生活。好，一起来进入到今天的美文故事，有请出我们的 Nick 老师。
A wise woman's magic. Once upon a time, there were three brothers named Samuel, Timothy, and Xander, who lived nearby the woods. Every day, they would venture into the forest to fetch wood to sell it later in the market. Even though they lived a good life, they were unhappy. Each one hankered for something else and would pine for it. One day, while Samuel, Timothy, and Xander were returning home from the woods, they saw an old haggard woman bent low with a sack on her back. As they were kind and compassionate, the brothers offered to carry the sack for her to her home. She was very grateful to the brothers, who took turns in carrying the sack. When they reached the woman's home, they were very tired. Now, this old woman was no ordinary person. She had magical powers. Pleased with the brothers' kind and selfless nature, she asked if she could help them with anything as a reward. "We are not happy, and that has become our greatest cause of concern," replies Samuel. The woman asked what would make them happy. Each brother spoke of a different thing that would please him.
好，这是第一部分啊。我们在听任何的预言的时候呢，就要想啊，就要想哪一个细节，哪一个方面能够跟自己的生活呢联系起来。然后一边联系呢，一边来听这样的故事。
A wise woman's magic. Once upon a time, there were three brothers named Samuel, Timothy, and Xander.
好，来看故事的主人公了。很久很久以前 ,once upon a time, there were three brothers named Samuel, Timothy, and Xander. 啊，这三个名字现在依然在用。所以呢要给男生吧，如果要给自己起英文名的话，可以参考一下。
Yeah.
我们听到 Sam, 通常就是 Samuel 的一个昵称。
Yeah.
Tim, 就是 Timothy 的一个昵称。Xander, 我就不知道有什么昵称了。
Yeah, that probably will be like something like Alex. Like, Alex, Xander, Alexander, that's usually like related names. So, yeah, parents choose to pick whatever in that case.
算是三个取名的小灵感吧。
Who lived nearby the woods.
好，他们是住在哪里呢？ Nearby the woods. 树木啊， W-O-O-D 加上复数形式以后呢，就表示森林，这个要知道啊。
Every day, they would venture into the forest to fell wood to sell it later in the market.
每天他们的工作是什么呢？ They would venture into the forest. 这个 venture 啊，用得特别好，它指的是一种啊冒险。
Yeah, to venture into some place, that means to go to some place that can be dangerous, but it's also exciting. You can, for example, say, so what did you do this holiday? And then I can say, well, I ventured in the shopping mall.
Venture into something, 就是说到某一个地方去呢，勇敢地冒一下险。
Yeah, it's exciting, it's stimulating, but it can also be a little bit risky.
毕竟到这个深山老林里边去砍木柴是吧，伐木还是挺危险的，毕竟有什么野兽之类的。啊，这里我们有个 venture into, 很好。如果你的生活想多一点刺激冒险的话，你就可以用 venture into. The forest to fell wood. Fell wood 是什么？
Well, that is to chop trees, like to use an axe and to make trees fall down with the axe, and then chop up the tree and then you fell a tree.
砍木柴还能这么说啊，砍树还能这么说， fell wood, 让 wood fell 倒下来。To sell it later, 然后呢在市场上出售 in the market.
Even though they lived a good life, they were unhappy.
Live a life. Live a 什么 life 呢？ Live a good life. 生活过得好。Live a poor life. 生活过得穷。咱们都说 live some life, 过某种生活。
Yeah, live a relaxed life, live a stressed life.
过着轻松的生活，或者是过着紧张的生活。虽然说日子过得不错吧，可是这三兄弟啊，并不太快乐。
They were unhappy. Each one hankered for something else and would pine for it.
这个短语您见过吗？ Hanker for something.
If you hanker for something, you have a strong feeling of wanting something. Like, for example, you can say, oh, I really hanker for chocolate.
特别渴望，特别想获得什么东西。
Yeah, That is like you can say that when you really, really want something.
哦，是特别特别想望，那就是什么呀？那就是渴望了。Hanker for something. 如果是第一次见到这个词的朋友，请记忆一下。And with a pine for it.
Yeah, to pine for something, that means to be very sad. Because you want something really bad, you hanker for something, but you don't have that.
哦，这太想要了以后呢，就开始有点痛苦了。With the pine for it. Pine 就是一种什么苦痛和痛苦。
Yeah.
你看都是 for something, 对不对？它指代的是什么呀？指代是对后面那个东西的一种向往或者是渴望。
Yeah.
或者是怎么样的。
So for example, if I hanker now for chocolate and I don't have it, then I can say I pine for chocolate.Because I don't have it.
好，把这两个词联系起来记忆吧。Hanker 跟 pine.
Yeah.
渴望然后就痛苦。
Yeah, it's often like related in a sentence or in a paragraph.
哎，好，大家看到这里的时候呢，就联想一下自己的生活现在哈，还有什么东西要渴望的，并且呢为此痛苦不已的，想一想啊。有一天呢
,One day, while Samuel, Timothy, and Xander were returning home from the woods,They saw an old haggard woman bent low with a sack on her back.
三兄弟 were returning home, 回家。从哪里呢? From the woods. 从森林里回家的时候,他们看见了一位老年的,是吧?老妇人。Old haggard woman. 好了,肯定吧,这个陌生人出现多用点形容词修饰呗。Haggard, 又是一个新单词 ,H-G-G-A-R-D。
A haggard looking woman is a woman who is looking very tired or worried or ill. That is haggard.
对,憔悴的啊,看上去精力不济的。你看看啊,一般森林里头不见人烟的地方出现一些什么奇奇怪怪的人。一般都不对
yeah. That is,
是不是?
Like in general, people you accidentally meet in a forest, in a deserted place, they probably look haggard, right?
哎，你看憔悴的老妇人，然后呢是 bend low, 弯腰呢弯得很低，是不是？ Bend low, bend 是弯腰， low 是低， with a sack, sack 是一个布袋， on her back, 背上呢是背着一个麻布袋。
As they were kind,And compassionate.
As they were. 就因为啊这三兄弟呢其实是好人啊好人。他们心肠很善良 kind, compassionate, 很具有同情心的。
The brothers offered to carry the sack for her to her home.
Offer, 就是主动去怎么样主动去给予帮忙叫 offer, 主动提出要做什么事情。
Yeah, so they walked up to the woman and they offered, they said,Hey lady, can we help you to carry your sack to your home? You seem like very tired.
哎，一看就是什么呀？有素质，
yeah.
有教养。
It's very kind of them.
Offer to carry the sack. 哎，就主动提出说要帮这个老妇人呢carry the sack. 帮她呀背这个麻袋 for her to her home. 哎，帮她把这麻袋送回家了。
She was very grateful to the brothers.
好，当你感激的时候，你用哪个词啊
？Grateful.
对了 ，grateful. Be a grateful to somebody.、
Yeah.
对某人心怀感激。
I am very grateful that you are listening today.
嘿，周迪老师说了，对于大家今天来收听我们的节目呢，我们感觉是吧，非常的感激。I'm grateful to somebody. 也行。
And she was very grateful to the brothers who took turns in carrying the sack.
好，老妇人啊，对他们的帮助呢，可谓是感激不尽啊。同时呢，还又修饰了一个什么样的 brothers 呢 ？Who took turns? Take turns. 咱以前学过这词儿，叫什么？轮流。
Yeah, that means that each of them did their part of carrying the sack. So first.Timothy carried the sack for 10 minutes, then Samuel for 10 minutes, then Xander for 10 minutes, and then Timothy again.
Take turns in carrying the sack. 轮流来搬啊，来背吧，因为这袋子呢毕竟还挺沉的。When they reached the woman's home,
they were very tired.
到家的时候啊，三个人都精疲力尽了，这好事做的啊，没白做。
Now, this old woman... was no ordinary person.
哎，现在呢就揭晓谜底了啊，就是告诉大家吧，这个老妇人呢其实并非 ordinary person， 并非常人了。
She had magical powers.
她是有法力的 ，magical 神奇的、魔力的、魔法的 powers。
Pleased with the brother's kind and selfless nature, she asked if she could help them with anything as a reward.
Pleased with something， 然后英文中的表达呢是 be pleased with。这里的 please 呢就不是请求了。
No, it's like, pleased, being pleased is like a combination of being happy and satisfied with something. So, you can say, I am very pleased to cooperate with my colleagues today because you all like them. You're like satisfied with them.
哎，其实这个词就是满意的。
Yeah.
Be pleased with something, 就是满意的。对于什么感到满意呢？对于这三兄弟的 kind。善良和 selfless nature， selfless 这个词很好、
yeah.
self 是自己， less 是没有，那没有自己就是什么呀，无私的。
Yeah, then you only have other people, right? So if you don't have a self, you only have other people.
哎，就是说你不怎么关心自己，你关心别人、
yeah.
这叫无私的。
So, if you are selfless, you're caring about other people's needs and problems more than your own.
私就是私己，就是自己，叫 self。less 是没有，无私没有自己。看英文的组合跟汉语完全一样。
Yeah,
selfless.
Pretty the same. Like, I don't know actually, like, if that goes for the opposite word, like selfish.
好，那么这个相反的词，特别自私的叫什么？
Selfish.
Selfish.充满什么什么自己的，全是自己的，只为自己考虑的，叫 selfish， 自私的。
She asked if she could help them with anything as a reward.
好了，这个有魔力的人啊，有魔法的女巫就说了，那个能不能帮助你们一点什么呢？
If she could help them with anything as a reward.
Reward, 奖励，报答。
Yeah, a reward is something good that you get or that happens to you because of something good that you have done.
对啊，大家看啊，生活中呢经常会听到这种故事是吧，又遇到人能够帮你许几个愿望啊，帮你实现愿望啊。
Yeah, like Aladdin, for example, like, I don't know.
Aladdin 啊，是吧？
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen that movie or, what else? Oh yeah, Cinderella, of course, like when the witch appears and she also grants Cinderella a wish.So yeah, like it's a very common theme, right?
对，大家别看这个，为什么很多故事都这么说呀？都说能遇到什么有魔力的人能够帮你许愿啊。其实你自己做了好事以后，你自己许愿就行了啊。没准那时候都还挺灵的。好，然后呢，就说你们有什么愿望吧。这三兄弟还真实诚啊，就实话实说了。哎，说我们其实挺痛苦的。
We are not happy, and that has become.Our greatest cause of concern.
我们日子过得不快乐呀，同时呢，这还变成了我们的一个最大的痛苦了。Our greatest cause of concern. Concern 是关注、关心。Greatest cause 是最重要的一个原因。
Yeah, that's the main reason why they were worried or stressed. That is that they are not happy. That is like their main problem.
哎，就生活当中的那种最不舒服的事情啊！你们想想自己生活中什么样的事情是特别不舒服的
？Replied Samuel.
Samuel 就回答说
：“The woman asked what would make them happy。”
好了，老妇人就问了说：“那什么能够让你们快乐起来呢？啊，总有点东西吧？你们不快乐是因为你们缺乏什么呢？”啊 ，The woman asked what would make them happy.
Each brother spoke of a different thing that would please him.
每一个兄弟分别给出了不同的答案。Each brother spoke of a different thing. Speak of something, 说出来什么东西。That would please him. 来，这里又有一个 please.
Yeah, that would satisfy him, that would make him happy and like content.
那这里的 please 呢也不再是请啊 please sit down,
no,
不是这意思了。
No, please sit down or please can I have some water or can you pass the salt, please? That is of course a different please. That is just something you ask to be polite, something you say to be polite when you ask a question.
这篇文章当中呢我们学到了 please 的两个用法。第一个是做动词的时候它不再是请和请求而是使某人满意。Please somebody. 还有就是 be pleased with something, 就是对什么东西呢感觉到满意了。哎呀非常期待啊这三个兄弟呢到底想得到什么呢来听第二段的故事。
A splendid mansion with plenty of servants would make me happy, says Samuel. A big farm with lots of harvest would make me happy, said Timothy. A beautiful wife would make me happy, said Xander.If these things will give you happiness, you deserve them for helping a poor, helpless person like me. Go home, and each of you shall find exactly what you have wished for, said the old woman. The brothers knew nothing about the woman's magical powers and went home, not expecting anything to happen. Upon returning home, though,They saw that there was a huge mansion beside their cottage with servants waiting outside. They greeted Samuel and ushered him in. Besides the mansion, a yellow farmland showed itself. A plowman came and announced that the land belonged to Timothy. Just at that moment, a beautiful maiden approached Xander and coyly said that she was his wife.The brothers were filled with joy at this new turn of events. They thanked their lucky stars and adapted to their new lifestyles.
要是在森林里真是遇见了仙女什么的，要说给你许三个愿都帮你实现的话，你会有什么愿望啊？啊，朱迪老师会有什么愿望 ？If you actually met someone who can grant your wishes,
that is a difficult one. I'd say like.Maybe a nice house to live in with, for me and my cat. Like, you know, with a nice garden.
哎，朱毅老师想要一个非常舒适的房子。
Yeah, something like that. Or be able to dance like the beautifulest of everyone.
哇，能够成为世界上最好的舞者 dancers. And...
maybe just good cappuccino every day.
每天都有好的 cappuccino 喝。不错，你这愿望真挺好实现的。挺好实现的。你看，朱迪老师不是很贪心的人。你看他的愿望都没有想太多。
Not too much. Like, I prefer to keep it real. But, like, these boys, they knew exactly what they needed, right? For,like, what they would wish. Because, obviously, they spent a lot of time thinking about what would make them happy. Because they weren't happy.
大家想想啊你自己经常这个祈求上天的时候有什么愿望啊如果是我的话我希望所有来收听我们 PK 台的同学们每天都能生活得开开心心的。
哇、wow.。
很幸福是吧没有什么烦恼。
Jing Jing is definitely one of the most selfless people I know.
哎，没有，只是觉得如果有这样一天的话，那真的是很美好。同时，希望大家的学习都能够蹭蹭蹭的，是吧？飞速的提升啊！好了，我们来看看三兄弟的愿望是什么。
A splendid mansion with plenty of servants would make me happy.
哇，这里要有一个 splendid, 非常豪华的 mansion, M-A-N-S-I-L-N, 这个是大宅子。
Yeah, something that is splendid is something that is impressive and beautiful to look at. Like, 故宫 like, it's very impressive, right? And like, also pretty, I think.
哎呀，大宅院呢。大家想啊，这个中国的四大名著《红楼梦》的英文翻译就是 The Red Mansion.
Yeah.Exactly that, and I'm sure that it was like a splendid mansion as well.
对呀、啊、所以你看《红楼梦》的那种大宅院才能用 mansion, 豪宅宅子别墅
Yeah.
来写哈才用这个词。
Said Samuel. So this is Samuel's wish.
对 ,Samuel 呢是想要一个大的豪宅然后有 plenty of servants, 有很多的仆人 ,that would make me happy. 他想要一个这样的生活。
A big farm with lots of harvest would make me happy, said Timothy.
好，老二 Timothy 呢就说我要一个大大的农场 with lots of harvest， 有很多收成特别好的农场啊，不用担心什么旱灾啊、涝灾啊之类的。
Yeah. Like he would like no matter what circumstances he would always have crop。
哎呀，丰衣足食的农场就很好了 ，would make me happy。
If these things，
还有一个兄弟呢，想要什么呢 ？Xander 想要什么？
Xander wished
a beautiful wife would make me happy, said Xander. Xander 呢想要一个 beautiful wife, 想要一个特别美丽的妻子。
Yeah, I guess Xander was a bit lonely and he was like a very romantic person. So he not having a wife would make him very unhappy.
对，这些想法都是很好的，对不对？
Yeah,
他们都想过上更好的生活。
They're not exaggerated. Like they're pretty realistic wishes, right? Like they're not like, oh, I wish I would have magic too, or I wish how to, I could fly or something.
对，你说我希望我能飞是吧？我用了什么超能力之类的
？Yeah, or I want to have all the money in the world.
那你也没说我希望要世界上所有的钱，这些就太贪婪了。他们要的都是一些很简单的，哈，很现实的一些东西。好
，If these things will give you happiness, you deserve them for helping a poor, helpless person like me.
好，这老妇人就说呀 ，If these things， 如果这样一些东西 will give you happiness， 能给你们带来快乐 ，you deserve them。You deserve them. 你值得拥有他们。For, 因为你们 helping a poor, helpless person. 因为你们呢帮助过一个像我这样无助的人 like me. 好吧，现在就回家吧。Go home.
And each of you shall find exactly what you have wished for.
回家以后啊，每个人呢，你们都会发现 shall find, 将来啊，表示将来 shall find, 将会发现 exactly what you have wished for. 哇，你们每个人都会发现你们得到了自己想要的东西。
Said the old woman.
好，老人就是这么说的。
The brothers knew nothing about the woman's magical powers and went home.
当然了，三兄弟啊 know nothing about, 一无所知。
Not expecting anything to happen.
对，老妇人的这个法力和魔法呢是一无所知，然后呢也就回家了。Not expecting anything to happen. 可能当个笑话就听过了，也完全没有期待说有什么事情会发生。
Upon returning home though, they saw that there was a huge mansion besides their cottage, with servants waiting outside.
好了，回家以后不得了了。Upon returning home, 就在回家的时候 ,though, 但是 ,they saw that there was a huge mansion, 一个大大的巨大的豪宅。
Very, very big house, a very big and like, very like luxury house, basically.
平地而起的大豪宅就在他们家的农场他们的小农舍 cottage 小农屋旁边
with servants waiting outside
哇还有仆人们都在旁边等待着
they greeted Samuel and ushered him in
they greeted Samuel greet 大家知道这个词 G-R-E-E-T greet
That's
像某人
like, Yeah, good morning, good afternoon, good evening Hello, that is to greet
打招呼致敬等等 and 这里有个单词叫 usher him in
yeah to usher someone in that means to lead someone politely somewhere like for example like into a house or into a room or towards a seat so for example you can say like excuse me you can you follow me please I will take you to your seatLike, in a very fancy cinema, for example, you have people doing that.
对，就是一个什么引领员，引领着某人 ,usher somebody in. U-S-H-S-H-E-R, 啊，喜欢音乐的朋友都知道，这是一个很有名的 musician, 音乐家的名字，艺术家，节奏蓝调歌手 ,usher. 有很多歌曲。
Definitely. Oh wow, you know him too.
这就是 usher. 如果你不知道他是谁的话，你知道 Justin Bieber 吧？
Yeah.
Justin Bieber 是全世界很有名的流行歌手是吧
Everyone knows him.
谁发掘了他呢就是 Usher.
Yeah, Usher is like, he's sort of, yeah, daddy.
是的是的。 这就是 Usher 的歌曲，所以你通过这个人名你就能记住 Usher 这个单词，引领什么什么。
Aside the mansion, a yellow farmland showed itself.
好，在这个 mansion 的什么旁边呢，突然间又出现了一个什么巨大的 yellow farmland, 黄色的金黄色的农场。
Yeah, so the farmland was like full with like wheat, I'd say, or corn, or like some other crop that was yellow, that's why it's yellow. And it showed itself.
哎，为什么要是农金黄色呢？因为刚才说了呀，是一个 harvest, with good harvest.
Yeah.
要收获什么满满的丰衣足食的 a yellow farmland showed itself, 这词儿听着就挺奇怪的，平地而起自己就出现了 showed itself.
Yeah, like it's another way of saying that it appeared, it was there suddenly.
就出现了。
A plowman came and announced that the land belonged to Timothy.
A plowman, plow, 犁啊，耕地的犁， plowman 就是农夫庄稼汉。一个农夫呢就走过来了， announced, 宣布说
that the land belonged to Timothy.
Yes, A belonged to B, 就是 A 这个东西呢是属于 B 的。哎，就说呢，哎，这片农场啊土地啊是归属于 Timothy 的，就说明他拥有了。
Just at that moment, a beautiful maiden approached Sander and coyly said that she was his wife.
哎呀，这神奇的事情一件接一件了啊！ Yeah. 老大老二的心愿都满足了以后呢，这个时候有一位非常漂亮的 maiden, M-A-I-D-E-N, 少女。
Yeah, a maiden, that's a pretty old word. It means like,a girl or a young woman. It's often used in written English, not in spoken English. You cannot say like, yeah, this is my friend. She's a maiden from England. No, like that's weird. But like in fairy tales or old text, they use the word maiden a lot.
老故事里面呢可能用 maiden 表达少女用的比较多一些啊，口语里尽量就不要用。Approach, 靠近了 Xander. And coyly, 这个词咱真的得学一下。Coyly, 害羞的，羞涩的。
Yeah, if someone is doing something in a coyly way, and then he or often she is doing something while pretending to be shy to seem more attractive. So she was like, yeah, well, I'm your wife, huh?
娇羞的，是不是？
Yeah.
就李老师刚才那个形容，再来一遍。
Yeah, hello, I'm your wife.
一看。一看就不怎么像真的。
Yeah, it's like a bit fake, but also like a bit trying to be cute.
娇羞的，娇羞的 said she was his wife. 然后就告诉他呢，很害羞的说，她就是他的妻子。
The brothers were filled with joy at this new turn of events.
好 ,filled with joy, filled with joy. 满满的快乐，被满满的快乐充满着。
Yeah. They were super happy.
特别开心啊，开心什么呢？ At this new term of events. 生活中啊，这些新的变化和转折， new turns of events.
Yeah, life is full of turns of events. It's like changes or developments of situations in your life that like really change your life significantly. Like, for example, changing from primary school to high school is like a big turn of events, right?
像这些你都没见过的表达呀，务必要多留心看看，多看几眼，多记一记，要看一下人家，哎，这个 native speaker 是怎么在用词的。生活这些新的变化，新的转折， new turn of events， 记住了啊。
They thanked their lucky stars and adapted to their new lifestyles.、
啊、他们还不忘感恩，这个时候呢，他们非常开心地感谢了他们的幸运星 lucky starsAnd adapted to their new lifestyles. Adapt to, 后面常常跟生活，就是适应生活，逐渐的去适应。
Yeah, if you adapt to a new lifestyle, that means that you change your ideas or your behavior so that you can deal with your new lifestyle. So that you kind of adjust your ways of doing things to your new lifestyle.
就是 adjust的一个同义词啊，我们在词汇课上学了 adjust 这个单词，对不对？ adjust to something 啊，跟这个一样， adapt to something 也是适应的意思。
Exactly.
哎，啊，我看这个聊天室，我们聊天室当中的 大家把这个词汇翻译得非常的丰富啊 ,terms of events, 形式的变化非常好。
Yeah.
Adapted, 适合的也很对。Coy 本身是个形容词腼腆的啊怕羞的扭捏作态的。Yeah, 哈哈就是那种、mm-hmm. 啊 ,coyly, 就是害羞地。
I learned a lot from this too, you know, like all those Chinese words.
Judy 老师的很多朋友来听我们的节目哈学中文。
Yeah, all my friends are studying Chinese and they also learn a lot from these programs.
所以我们节目也欢迎很多的中外朋友一起来享受来学习。
Definitely.
好这生活都已经有了是吧该有的有了。那三兄弟后来的日子怎么样了呢
?The days passed and soon a year was over.Samuel had grown tired of owning the mansion. He became lazy and did not supervise his servants into taking proper care of the mansion. Timothy, who had built a decent house next to his farmland, found it burdensome to plow the fields and sow seeds. Xander, too, grew used to his beautiful wife and no longer found any joy in keeping her company. In short, all of them...who were unhappy again. One day, the three of them met up and decided to visit the old woman once again. We must go and seek her help now. It is she who will be able to tell us the secret of attaining happiness, said Samuel. When they came to the old woman, each of the brothers recounted how he had turned unhappy once again. Please tell us how we can once more be happy, said Timothy.Well, replied the old woman, it is all in your own hands. See, when each of you made his wish and it was granted, you were happy. However, happiness never lasts without a very important thing, content. Earlier, since you were happy but never really content or satisfied...Boredom and misery overcame you and you became sad again. Only if you learn to be content can you truly enjoy the bliss of happiness. Samuel, Timothy, and Xander realize their mistake and went back home, remembering that happiness and content were side by side. Never again did the brothers take their blessings for granted and thusThey lived happily ever after.
Ah, 三兄弟最后不仅收获了物质还收获了精神。啊这个真是当年拜当年做的那件好事所赐啊。
Definitely.
好但是后来呢一开始还是不太开心啊 ,the days passed.
And soon a year was over.
时光流逝啊流逝用 pass.Soon, 很快, a year was over, 一年就过去了。
Samuel had grown tired of owning the mansion.
那个想要大豪宅的 Samuel 呢,现在已经 grown tired of something. Grown, 慢慢的,啊,慢慢的, tired of, 对什么感到厌倦了。
He became lazy and did not supervise his servants into taking proper care of the mansion.
Yo,怎么能对拥有豪宅感到厌倦呢是吧
Yeah, he was like a little bit, yeah, I mean, did he really want this mansion or not?
对他到底是不是真的想要这个豪宅另外呢住上豪宅以后是不是就很快乐了呢一看说也就这样啊 tired of owning a mansion. 要是像现在社会的话向别人夸一夸啊炫耀一下自己住豪宅炫耀炫耀完了发现也就这样。
Yeah, exactly.But yeah, he did not supervise his servants into like taking proper care of the mansion.
然后也变懒了 he became lazy, 变懒了、did not supervise 就是监督
Yeah, to supervise is like to be in charge of a group of people.、
Supervise his servant, 也不再监督他的仆人啊 into taking proper care of the mansion.一个原来的词组呢是 taking care of something, 照顾照料 proper, 适当的妥善的。所以他也不再认真的监督他的仆人呢说是要妥善照料他的豪宅了也懒得管了就随他去吧。
Timothy, who had built a decent house next to his farmland, found it burdensome to plow the fields and sow seeds.
你看他那个药农场的 Timothy 怎么样了呢
Yeah, well, Timothy, well, he had his farm and he had like even a house next to his farmland, but he was tired of it. Like he didn't want to do it anymore.
对呀、啊、你想要大农场是要有了可是大农场你得去耕地呀、啊、你得去种植啊
I mean,
对不对
it is hard labor, to be fair. It seems like hard work working on a farm.
啊虽然说呢 Timothy, who had to build a decent house next to his farmland, decent, 也就是什么
Yeah, it's like of a quality that is good, but it's not excellent or superior or something.
Decent 是那种相当可以的啊，相当可以的。
Yeah.
虽然也在农场旁边呢，建造了一座很大的房子，但是他发现啊 ，it burdensome， 就是什么繁重的。
Yeah, something that is burdensome is creating problems for someone. So, like, he found it like, oh, it gives me a lot of 麻烦. It's like very,
就是麻烦
yeah, it's like something、哎、that is 麻烦 that、哎、is burdensome.
他说太麻烦了 to plow, 耕地呀、啊、plow the field, 耕田啊 sow seeds, 播种啊 sow seeds, 播种啊这个耕地播种这个词儿、啊
yeah.
春天的词儿大家得知道。
Yeah, to sow seeds is to plant seeds in the ground. So, yeah, it's spring, like, Jing said, then you can sow a lot of seeds.
哎呀觉得这事儿也太繁重了也没什么兴趣了。好 Xander 怎么样了呢
He grew used to his beautiful wife and no longer found any joy in keeping her company.
哎呀你看
Poor woman.
你看看 got used to his beautiful wife, got used to something, 对什么感到习以为常了。
Yeah,
习惯了
Yeah, so to him, he wasn't like every time he saw her, he wasn't like, whoa, she's so beautiful. No, he was just used to seeing her every day. So, yeah.
所以看来成家还不能只漂亮，还得自己喜欢。你看他这个啊，漂亮也就这么回事了。I no longer found any joy. 也不觉得有什么愉悦了。In keeping her company, 啊。在他陪伴之下呢相伴的愉悦一去不复返 In short 总而言之吧 All of them were unhappy again 三人呢又再度的陷入了不快乐
Yeah, back to square one they say then One day the three of them met up and decided to visit the old woman again
生活这么一来也不是个办法这有一天呢三个人就相遇了 Met up见面了 decide to visit the old woman again 决定啊再次去拜访那位老妇人
We must go and seek her help now
我们必须去寻求她的帮助 Go and seek her help Seek 寻求 S-E-E-K
It is she who will be able to tell us the secret to attaining happiness
只有她能够告诉我们 Be able to tell us the secret to attaining happiness
Well, to attain something that means to succeed in achieving or obtaining something.
获得得到 attain 这个单词也是我们词汇课上学过的大家看看啊是不是都用上了 attaining happiness, attain, 获得快乐
said Samuel. When they came to the old woman, each of the brothers recounted how he had turned unhappy again.
到达老妇人家的时候呢每一个人都讲述了自己 recounted 这词儿可以记一下 recount
yeah, to recount is something is to say that what happened to tell what happened
就是讲述了、啊、讲述 how he had turned unhappy again、啊、他是如何变得不快乐的呢就讲述了自己这个经历
Please tell us how we can once more be happy, said Timothy.
请您告诉我们到底要怎样才能够重新快乐起来。
Well, replied the old woman.
好了老夫人就开始跟他们上课了。
It is all in your own hands.
It 就是指的 happiness. 全部 happiness 这个东西呢 all in your own hands, 全部掌握在你自己的手中。
See,When each of you made his wish, and it was granted,
when each of you, 啊，当每一个你们当中的每一个人呢，许了这个愿以后 and it was granted. Granted 是
well, that means to allow to be realized. So if a wish is granted, then it means that someone's wish is realized. Someone's wish has come true.
哦，所以是
Yeah, to allow to come true.
愿望成真了。 叫 granted，
也
被满足了 granted。你看，每一个人许下愿望并得到满足的时候，你们都很快乐 ，you are happy， right？
Yeah。However， happiness never lasts without a very important thing， content。
但是，快乐这个东西呢 ，never lasts 啊，它不会长久的。如果没有非常重要的一样东西，那就是 content。这个单词 C-O-N-T-E-N-T， 我们学过它做名词的时候是 content， 内容。
Yeah, but no, this is content.
但是动词的时候读成 content，
yeah.
意思是
that is a feeling of happiness and satisfaction.
Satisfaction， 满足。如果说呀，这个快乐的延续呢，是离不开一件非常重要的事情，那就是知足。
Earlier, since you were happy but never really content or satisfied, boredom and misery overcame you, and you became sad again.
你看，之前吧 ，earlier, since you were happy, 当你们快乐的时候 ，but never really content or satisfied.你们虽然快乐了，但是你们并没有满足，并没有真正的满足，也没有知足的时候呢，这个时候就会有新的东西来，什么呀 ？boredom 那种无聊乏味，以及 misery 那种痛苦 overcame you 就会来什么抓住你，就会来战胜你 ，and you became sad again。于是呢，再次让你进入到这个悲伤的循环当中，不快乐的循环当中。
Only if you learn to be content.Can you truly enjoy the bliss of happiness?
Only if you, 只有你们 learn to be content, 啊，学会知足的时候 ,can you, 这是一个倒装结构 ,you can truly enjoy the bliss of happiness. 这个短语很美丽 ,bliss、
yeah.
of happiness.
Well, bliss, that is complete happiness. It's like a feeling of complete happiness without missing anything, like without lacking that without feeling, oh yeah, actually I should do this or I should need this to be fully happy.
真正的快乐叫 bliss of happiness. 所以他就说呀，一定要学会 be content, to be content, 这里又做形容词了。Can you truly enjoy the bliss of happiness?
Samuel, Timothy, and Xander realized their mistake and went back home.
Realized 问题叫发现和意识到什么问题 ,realize their mistake, 好意识到自己的错误了 ,realize, 他们之前的想法呢可能有点不对 ,realize their mistake, and went back home, 然后就回家了。
Remembering that happiness and content went side by side,
好这是今天这个课文当中呢最最最重要的一句话。好我们来看 went side by side 是什么意思
Well, that means that happiness and content cannot exist without each other. So, like, you cannot be, like, happy without, like, fully happy without being content, but you can also not be content without being happy.
你看 go side by side, 就像两个人在走路一样。
Yeah, exactly.
我俩是随行的。
Yeah.
这你在我旁边我在你旁边这两人是随行的这个叫 go side by side
Yeah, it has to go together like stupid example but maybe like for when you like okay people here like to eat hot pot right like okay so like the foods you eat with hot pot cannot go without all the spices and all the sauces that belong to hot pot right so like the sauce of hot pot goes side by sidewith like, I don't know, mushrooms or something, like anything you put in the hot pot.
对这个东西吧它必须得是搭配在一块儿的。
Yeah, otherwise it's not hot pot.
它不能分开。老师就举例说比如说你们在吃火锅的时候你必须得有那些调料吧。
Exactly.
什么这个酱啊那个什么配料啊之类的是吧、
yeah.
你得有这些 sauce 在一起才能叫吃火锅吧是吧一个意思它就是说是如影随形叫 go side by side 那么哪两种东西是如影随形的呢一个就是 happiness 一个就是 content、
yeah.
这两个东西是一定要如影随形的
They cannot exist without each other
如果你只有快乐没有知足的话那你不是真正的快乐那如果你只有知足而不快乐的话你也不是真正的知足
Yeah, I mean, you don't only eat sauce when you eat hot pot, right? Or you don't only eat like the ingredients you put in hot pot. No, you need sauce to eat it with.
不可分割.
Yeah. Never again did the brothers take their blessings for granted.
再也没有啊，这三兄弟啊，再也没有 take their blessings for granted. Blessings 就是上天赐予他们那些好的东西，眷顾叫 blessings. Take something for granted. 我们再一次遇到，就是视什么为理所当然。
Yeah, to take something for granted, that means to expect something that to always happen or exist in a certain way, and you don't think about any possible difficulties or problems or like the something that might happen that makes it go away. No, you don't think about that. You just assume that it's there.
Take something for granted. 这个吧，最不好了，就是对自己生活中拥有的什么好的东西呀、啊，就习以为常了，麻木了。
Yeah.
哎，说个简单的，你比如说，很多家庭里面都是妈妈在为这一家人服务，对吧？
Exactly.
给你煮这个一日三餐，尤其是早上一大早起来给你煮早餐。这是一种幸福，这是一种 blessings.
Yeah, it is like a blessing that mothers do that for their family.
他哪一天生病了没给你做的话，你还觉得他这不对那不对的。
Yeah.
这就是太 take it for granted, 太视之为理所当然了。
Yeah, and some people, for example, they also take their health for granted, like that they think like, oh yeah, I don't need to exercise, I don't need to eat healthy because I will be healthy, like whatever.
有人对自己的身体很 take for granted.
Yeah, exactly.
很不在乎，很不重视。哎呦，没什么病是吧？挺好的。
Yeah, they just assume that they will be healthy like forever.
哎，对，这就是 take something for granted.
And thus, they lived happily ever after.
看，所以他们啊，从此过上了幸福快乐的生活。
Finally.
对，所以就是什么？不要太 take things for granted.
Yeah, don't take things for granted. That is like the lesson out of this story. I like this story a lot because it made me think about how I think about happiness, actually. It's pretty funny. Like if you ask around to your friends, maybe they will say it too. Like everyone seems to have like a very clear picture of what they need, that final thing they want, and then they are happy. Like, why do they choose not to be happy now?
哎，生活呀，吃饱了穿暖了以后啊，其实可以稍微多想一点点，就是说我们追求的东西到底是什么，这个 happiness 到底怎么样可以获得，什么样的方式能够让你获得这个 happiness。 这没有人说每天愿意生活在愁眉苦脸里边，是不是？
Yeah.
那怎样才能得到 happiness 呢？是不是心态方面可以稍微做一点调整呢？这篇文章说的也比较简单，就是说你要是能够知道 content, 学会感恩啊，学会满足，你也能够得到快乐。当然快乐来自于很多方面了，这可能也是其中一部分的快乐，是不是？
Yeah, I think it also has to do with expectations, like what kind of expectations you have in life, and like how you are raised with like the ideas that you have about how your life should be. Like I do appreciate it a lot, like on Chinese people in general, because I noticed they complain a lot less than people were like from the Netherlands where I come from. Like I think that has to do with expectations more than with like happiness values.
哎，朱莉老师也觉得来中国了以后发现咱们中国人吧，比他们国家的人感觉就是生活的要幸福一些，要快乐一些，可能是因为我们比较少抱怨，我们也比较容易知足于自己的生活。
Yeah, like it's very like a feeling that people are likeMore realistic in their way of thinking.
哎，不是说我们人生当中就不要奋斗了啊，就知足就行了，不是这样的。该奋斗的时候还是要奋斗，要为自己过上一个更好的生活而努力。但是有的时候你这个能力不够吧，但是欲望又太大的时候，就容易有这个，就你就容易不快乐。所以这个时候你必须哎，学会 be content with your life.
Yeah.Exactly.
拥有满足于你所拥有的东西。你看很多人抱怨啊，自己的父母怎么着不如意，看你想想很多人生下来以后还没有亲生父母呢，是不是？
Exactly.
对吧，你抱怨自己的男朋友女朋友不怎么地，那是很多人那还是单身狗呢，是不是？对不对？哎，很多时候一定要哎，应该是要 be content with your life.
Yeah, no one can be truly happy without being able to be content.
再来一遍啊。No one can be truly happy without the ability to be content.
Yeah.
就是说你有了知足的心态以后你的快乐是 doubled, 是加倍的。
Yeah, exactly. Then if you are content and happy,Then, wow, you got the entire hot pot with everything and anything on it.
哎，谢谢朱迪老师给我们挑选了一篇这么有趣的文章，让我们多了一些啊，一这个吃饱穿暖了以后，多了一些思考生活，到底怎样才能过上幸福快乐的生活？嗯，慢慢的调节一下心态。好了，感谢大家的收听，谢谢朱迪老师。
Thank you all for listening.
下次见。
See you.